All right, St. Thomas Aquinas, welcome back to another episode of Sound and Silence. And today we're going to be talking to Mr. Demos.
Hi.
And Jacob Costco.
Hey there.
And they're going to be talking a little bit about the robotics team, what it's like to be on the robotics team, and their personal experience with the program. So as always, we're going to start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O my Holy Spirit, that my works too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I may love but what is holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
So, welcome to Sound and Silence.
Thank you, Luke.
So, I thought I'd just start off with, you know, just kind of a background question for our listeners. How exactly does the FIRST Robotics team compete with other teams? And what, through what organization, what platform?
Well, FIRST Inspires is an organization based out of Manchester, New Hampshire, and it's a global organization. So there are teams all over the world, but mostly in the United States. We have regional and district competitions, and we have off-season competitions as well. The competitions are basically sometimes they are direct contact competitions, and sometimes they're more let's get a task done quickly and more efficiently, and we all happen to be in the same arena while we're doing it. So, but it's great to see the other the other designs competing with each other. Go ahead, Jay. Yeah.
So we do four seasons throughout the entire year, or four competitions throughout the entire year. We have two during season events, and that we competed in. We've competed in Rhode Island, and we competed at Salem High School this year, and that was back in March and late February.
Mm-hmm.
Then our off-season events, we do two of those. We do one over at Plymouth State University, and that's called Governor's Cup. It's brought on by the state of New Hampshire and Governor Sununu. And then we have
Battle of the Bay
event, which is held at Prospect Mountain High School up in Alton. And last season, we ended up winning that competition out of the 30 teams there. Yeah, we did very well. We placed, I believe, 14th overall. And then throughout playoffs, we competed through playoffs, and we were able to get to the championship, and we won.
Cool.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. We got a trophy.
That's fantastic.
And everything. Yeah, it was
and
great.
Are the tasks that the robot does in each competition similar throughout the whole season? Is there kind of an understanding between these different organizations?
So at the beginning of the season starts at the beginning of January. And that's where they unveil the new playing game. So it's not like basketball where you know all the rules and you know you can perfect your game each with learning from each season. This is basically like they unveil the whole game and the match format right out to the at the last minute at the start of the season, which is in the beginning of January. And then so you've got 6 weeks to build a robot that will do these to take on these tasks quickly and efficiently. So 6 weeks involves design, testing, and building, and then testing and practicing. So you don't have a whole lot of time. And so the season starts with January, and then the actual competitions will start kicking off like late February into late March. And then there's some championship games that happen after that. Off season picks up in September and goes through December, and that's from what we've been able to keep up with our level engagement. That's quite a bit, and we're doing well. Every time we compete, we get better. So we basically compete against ourselves, and track our own records, and we get better every time.
That's good. That's good. Nice. And so you're talking about how every season you kind of have to relearn the mm-hmm. game, you have to rethink the game. How does that early design process, how does that look? When you, the first day, the challenge for the season is released, and you meet, what sort of stuff goes on? What sort of conversations happen?
So, Yeah, so this year on January 7th, there was a kickoff, and it was live streamed to the entire world. And since we're so close to Manchester, New Hampshire, we decided just to go to Manchester. So we were able to be in the room. We saw the very first field in the world created, and there's like 4,000, almost 4,000 teams in first around the entire world.
Wow. Cool.
So we were one of the very few teams who were able to go and see the field.
Yeah.
So, that's, you know, awesome. We brought our whole team there, freshmen, everyone. Everyone came. There was, like, I think, 12 of us.
Yep.
And we went to the field. We started making up ideas. You know, everyone brainstormed their little parts. And then we came back on Monday, and we started instantly prototyping. We started drawing up designs. We started doing some CAD modeling, which is computer-aided drawings. And we used that to test out different parts without having to actually use material to make those parts.
Right.
So it makes prototyping a lot quicker and cheaper.
Nice.
So just to kind of give a perspective of what these playing fields are, I mean, you could go to First Inspires and see some of the examples of some of the playing fields. But this last year we had to pick up these inflatable cubes. Well, they weren't really cubes after they were inflated. They were kind of puffy cubes. But they, anyway, they were inflatable vinyl cubes, about one foot per side, and then we had little traffic cones as well, and so we had to pick them up from the field and then move them to a remote location in the field and drop them off. And so we had different levels of a drop-off point. The high point, the furthest out, would have been the most points, and the closer lower point would have been, you know, lower points. But anyway, so the further out you can reach to drop off the cone or the cube, the more your robot has to extend, the more points you get. So the more physical capabilities your robot has, the greater points it can earn. So there's that. You also have, at the end of the match, they blow a whistle, and you got about, what was it, 30 seconds?
Yep, 30 seconds.
30 seconds to get on this balancing platform, which is raised about a foot off the floor with little ramps, swivel ramps to get to it. And the platform swivels along the, about an axis along its plane. So it's basically like a table that can tip from side to side. That's about a foot off the floor. And you can fit about three robots on there. And, boy, we saw, like, situations where, you know, somebody would fall off and, you know, another person would go around and pick them up and, you know, with their bot, you know, and it was like, it was really cool to see some of the teams, like, collaborate.